Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he sent me to bring glad tidings to the poor. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue. And many who heard him were astonished. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James, and Joses, and Judas, and Simon? And our Lord, his sisters, here with us?" And they took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin, and in his own house." So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them. He was amazed at their lack of faith. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. You can imagine, Jesus wanted to give all the gifts to his own people, but they reject him. The Gospel says, Jesus is surprised to find out the ministry. He's expecting his own people also open their heart. But God always gives us freedom to open our hearts. We need to have this kind of trust in God's love. You have to ask this grace. Once Jesus was talking with Sister Faustina, and Jesus told her, "Why did you ask anything from me?" Then Faustina, in a simple way, says, "Lord, do you know what I need?" But Jesus said to her, "I know is what I know, but you ask is what you ask." That means to say, Jesus expects us to open our heart, open our mouth to ask. And what on another occasion he says, "Ask will be given, locked will be open." So it's not that Jesus doesn't open his heart for us, but we also open. We have to trust. We have to ask. This is good way to go forth our prayer. Therefore, delay our requests of Jesus, of the Lord, to ask anything we need. The second reading from Paul to the Corinthians, also beautiful. Paul says, he asks the Lord, take him away all these troublesome things. But Jesus says, "With my grace, it's good enough for you." So at times, we have to know that whatever the situation, there is a sufficient grace for us. Still, on the other hand, we can ask also this grace to sustain our grace, our cross. Thank you, Jesus. You give us this grace, and also respect of freedom. Jesus, give us this strength, always trust in you. Jesus, we trust in you.